With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Liverpool's unofficial kickoff to summer is back. Privateer Days returns Friday after COVID restrictions canceled the event for the past 2 years. People can look forward to the return of many regular features such as the Privateer Day Parade and historic encampment on Saturday, guided historic walking tours, as well as activities and music all weekend at Privateer Park. Many of the Privateer Days board members are new this year, having only been elected to their positions at their annual general meeting in February. That gave the group just 4 months to plan an event that would normally take all year. Board Chair Ashley Wynott says the mix of new and returning board members has been vital to getting Privateer Days up and running.
This was all new. I'm used to planning like birthday parties and very, very small events. So this is way out of my comfort zone.
Despite having to quickly learn what permitting, licensing, and insurance was needed to host an event the scale of Privateer Days, Wynott says the planning wasn't that stressful.
This isn't a brand new event, so we always have previous years that we can look back on and be like, okay, what worked and what didn't, look at the lineup, keep the, you know, the traditional aspects like the parade and the rum run and the wedding. Those always had specific start times, so we kept those in mind. And then all the new things, we kind of just filled in the blanks as we went.
One of the big changes this year is the focus on providing a family-friendly environment. The beer tent was done away with in favor of organizing a pub crawl and encouraging people to visit the local drinking establishments. Attendees will see family-focused entertainment such as circus performers, a kids' fishing derby, and a teddy bear picnic. Wynott says the board is not only looking for new ideas, but is always happy to see new people get involved with Privateer Days.
We are looking to bring back as much tradition as possible, like the wedding, for instance. And we're looking to keep traditions going, like the rum run and the parade. But we are looking to modernize it as well. Like there's a lot of virtual reality things going on for the children and interactive things. And we are always looking for new board members and, you know, fresh minds, fresh ideas, and lots of volunteers for that weekend in general.
Kids can kick off the 2022 edition of Privateer Days at the Thomas Riddell Library Friday morning with pirate-themed stories and crafts. Adults can join the fun Friday night at one of several musical performances at the Legion, Route 3 Cellar Taproom and Grill, and Hell Bay Brewing Company. Events get underway at Privateer Park beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.